Right, Rome. So what's one more day or one more week? Anyway, I've got other things to do. I know you don't, but I do. Speaking of which, we have an enormous sports weekend with the Masters and UFC 300, among other things, which can mean just one thing. No, not the continuation of Juice Miss, but I want to make sure that we keep the main thing the main thing. So I'm going to bring in the big head, James Kelly, for another edition of Big Head Bets. Now, if you track the head and you've been following and acting on his advice the last few years, he's gotten really, really nice betting golf majors heading into the weekend. So obviously, we're going to get into that. And then there's that big old fister. In fact, a series of fisters in Vegas, which I know he's feeling as well. So instead of celebrating something that ended yesterday, let's do this instead. Head, what's up? How you living?
I'm living great. Not as great as the JXP in the last 24 hours. Obviously, after Mary Juice Miss, the Chicken Man returning, and the dude with the biggest rooster around, Greg Norman back at Augusta there. Did you see that?
Yes, Head, I did see that.
Is there anything else
that you would like to volunteer or ask me whether or not I've seen?
Could you imagine the city of Augusta's reaction to that? Like, tow trucks, Norman's back, watch out, here we go. Sorry.
Sorry, you're not sorry, Head. The hell you are. The hell you are sorry. Anyway. Oh,
Norman's here.
Yeah, I got it, Head. I got that bad joke the first four times you told it. Anyway, can we move on beyond Greg Norman?
Yeah, let's do it. Masters, man.
And his shark. Can we move beyond that?
Yeah. Or a possible guest for, never mind, F. Lee Bailey, Johnny Cochran, Robert Kardashian. They're not going to work out, are they?
Yeah, no, they're not, Head. Like your segment's not working out either. No, you're right.
Hi, good show, dude.
All right, so before we get started, are you done?
I'm done.
Are you sure?
Yes. Positive. I'm going to be serious now. Yes.
All right. Please. Okay. Please do. So in the end, how did the NCAA tournament treat you? Personally, my dude Dan Hurley essentially made me whole after some early tournament losses. How about you? How'd that go for you overall?
Well, I lost my Purdue future, which sucks. So that wasn't good. But overall, yeah, good tournament. I had a surplus money. We won some money this year. And I actually did better on the games than I did the last two seasons. So I'm happy with all that.
Good. I like it. All right.
Much more happier than the BBN. Let's just put it that way.
BBN's not happy. What do you make of that?
I get it. Well, I don't get it. I never would have ran Cal off in the first place. But I love Pope, dude. I'm a big Mark Pope fan. I know they're not happy about it, but the guy is extremely bright. He played for Vintage Rick at Kentucky, and he went right after that. He played overseas for a year, but then after that he played for the Indiana Pacers of the great 1998 Indiana Pacers team with a brain trust of Larry Bird, Rick Carlisle, and Dick Tharter. The dude is smart. I'm telling you, he is extremely bright.
I hope that's what you said, moron. Yeah.
Tell me that's what you said.
Don't make me go to the tape.
Dick Harder.
Because if I have to go to the tape and you say what I think you said, third grader, we're not doing this segment.
No, that wasn't Dick Harder. I just put a T in there.
Yeah, you do. You are some
great
kind of
defensive
moron,
mind
man.
There.
I'm not kidding. You are some kind of moron. Boy, Alvin, you think that's funny. Do not encourage this. Anyway, dude, can we do this thing, please?
After Greg Norman. Okay, yeah.
Stop. I know you're tracking the Masters.
Yep.
Are you taking world number one Scottie Scheffler or the field or somebody else not named Scheffler? Are you a chalky little bitch or are you going to take a big swing? Or knowing you, Head, are you going to do both those things? Hit me. What do you got?
Well, I can't blame anyone for being a chalky little bitch here right now and taking Scotty. Dude is probably playing the best golf since prime Tiger. Right now, he is at plus 140. Again, don't blame anyone for taking him, but I'm not going to do it. I do not like that number. If I took him, I'd have to take him by himself, so I want to take a couple shots here. Shots being Cameron Young at plus 1,800. Not a great putter, which is a worry here at Augusta, but he was top 10 at last year's Masters, currently in contention. Two top five finishes in his last four starts, including a second at Valspar, and his iron play has been on point in 2024. Also, Joaquin Niemann, plus 2,800 right here. Dude is playing the best golf of his life and is the best golf of all livers this year. He won two of the first three LIV events this season, and his best finish at Masters was at the Masters last year was 16th. So, dude's on fire. We'll take that shot at plus 2,800. And let's take a big shot here, Jim. Taylor Moore, plus 8,000. He's moved up the leaderboard this morning. Co-runner-up at the Houston Open his last time out. His approach, the green numbers are solid. His putting will be key, but he is currently ranked better than a lot of the top guys on the leaderboard here, so we like that. So we're going to take three shots. Cameron Young, plus 1,800. Joaquin Niemann, plus 2,800. And Taylor Moore at plus 8,000. I should have hit it earlier today when it was at plus 18,000.
I like it. I like it. Three good choices. All right, so what about UFC 300? Top to bottom, is this one of the best cards you've ever seen? And what are you doing with it?
Yeah, UFC 300 may not have the name recognition of a Silk Bra at the top of the card, but elite fighters here. 12 champion or former champions on this card altogether. It probably is the best card I've ever seen. I have two bets here. First one, a parlay. I'm going to go with Alex Pereira and Justin Gaethje to win and get some plus money at plus 186. Alex is fighting Jamal Hill in the main event for the light heavyweight championship. Alex could easily be perceived as the best striker in the UFC, one of the best ever. Jamal's camp is insistent. He is the better striker. I'm not buying it, so I like that. The worry is maybe Hill will focus on grappling where Alex struggles at. But I'll take Pereira to win and couple that with our guy Justin here, who has taken on Max Holloway for the BMF belt. Violence is in play here. Incredible fight. No one has landed more punches in UFC history than Max has, and no one has delivered better fights than Justin Gaethje. This is sneaky, too. Max is a better boxer, and the dude is elite at striking, and don't be surprised if he gives Justin fits on their feet. Also, remember, Max has only lost to Volk and Dustin Poirier over the last 10 years, but I think Justin's power will be the difference here. Max is moving up in weight, and Justin is coming off an icing of Poirier. Maybe he has to use that wrestling a little bit, but I think them hands or feet will get through enough. So we're going to go Alex Pereira and Justin Gaethje at plus 186. Also, Charles Oliveira is the dog here in his fight, plus 185 against Armin Sarukian. I know I messed that one up too. Dick Tharter, my bad.
Stop, dude.
Okay, my bad. Armin, great fighter, good wrestler.
Up, man. I was just going to give you credit for how locked in you were, and then you went back into third grade mode.
I know. Damn it. Lock in here.
Winthrop.
Finish what you started.
Okay, Armin, great fighter, good wrestler, but he likes to bang. He likes to stand up, and he's a little wild at times, so let's go with DuBronx to win this fight. I'm tempted to hit it at plus 700 for the knockout, but I'm going to stay away from that. I'm going to go with the plus 185 for Charles Oliveira here.
All right, so let me ask you really quickly. You went with a parlay on the first one. What is the Gaethje fight by itself? What's the number by itself?
Oh, damn, I don't have it up right now.
Of course not.
He's probably a small favorite around that minus 200-ish, somewhere around there.
You don't have that. You've got everything else that I don't want, but you don't have what I do want.
I could throw it. I got this app working beautifully for me.
Stay hot, head. Stay hot. Is there any way you could run that all down really quickly without getting all caught up and tripping all over yourself and making fart jokes? Or should I just keep moving right now?
No, I could do it. And Justin Gaethje, minus 162.
That's what I'm asking. Thank you very much. All right, run it back for me.
The Masters, Cameron Young, plus 1,800. Joaquin Niemann, plus 2,800. And our long shot, Taylor Moore at plus 8,000. UFC 300. Alex Pereira and Justin Gaethje at a plus 186 parlay, and Charles Oliveira as a plus 185 dog.
Do you think Oliveira is any kind of threat still at this point?
I do. Absolutely, I do. The only person he's lost to was against Islam, and this
that'll
is a tough
happen.
Fight. Yeah, that'll happen. He might be the greatest lightweight of all time with Habib, but I do. You know what I'm worried about, and I haven't checked it right now, is weight. He's had a problem making weight, and I'm a little worried about him making weight again, but that's my biggest problem right now.
Wait, what's the big deal about a weight cut?
That's
not a problem. That's not a problem ever. Yeah. All right, Head, nice job. Well, mostly nice job. 85% of that was really, really good. Have a great weekend. Let's get paid.
Thank you, Jim, and good luck, Alan, on the week that was. It's probably not going to be better than mine was.
Yeah.
That was yours. Dude, that was yours. I bet he can top that.
A lot of examples in football history of good quarterbacks.
Now, the big... I apologize.
Yeah.
The bar is pretty low, Head. Beat it.
Thank you, Alan.
All right, there it is. See, if you can somehow cut through all his bullcrap, he has some really good insight and some really good information and a way to get down and a way to get some action and a way to get paid. If you can cut through all that bullcrap...